What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about why do narcissists think the world is out to get them? Think everybody is out to get us, them, whatnot. Before we hop into today's episode, y'all, hop over to Amazon. Take a look at the Self-Love Journal. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a Self-Love Journal. Helps you rebuild that self-love and identity after a toxic relationship and whatnot. If you already got the journal, thank you so much. Give me a good review on that thing, if you want to. I appreciate you. But yeah, y'all, yeah. Narcissistic people, why do we think the world is out to get us? So first of all, a lot of narcissists are paranoid.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Paranoid. Super, super paranoid. Like, I am one of them. I'm a person who has narcissistic personality disorder that is, like, damn near, like, mega paranoid of everything. Like, I think people ought to get me, type stuff like that. Not out the, like, to kidnap me or something like that, but like, I think people are always out to try to hurt me. I'm always on the defensive, like a lot of other narcissists and toxic people tend to be, like always on the defense, y'all, like always ready to play defense, like always ready to hurt you in case you hurt me, always ready to, you know, say something meaner back to you just in case you say something mean to me. Just do, y'all, a bigger eye for an eye, like that type of stuff right there. And it's because, like I said, it stems from paranoia. So me personally, y'all, this is my personal feelings about narcissistic personality disorder. It's just like, this is my personal feelings right here. Just like, I think narcissism at its core, NPD at its core, is just hyper self-defense that is caused from trauma and neglect. Could be some hereditary stuff in there, but also, just like I said, it could come from just being super mega spoiled and never ever having any boundaries set on you, never being told what to do in situations like that. So that could be a possibility of it as well. So for me, I think narcissism is really just a hyper self-defense, y'all. Like, that's how my mind works on it. I'm just like, well, I think it's just being defensive, being damn near mega defensive, so to speak, and whatnot. So that happens a lot of times when you're dealing with narcissistic people, or we get mega defensive. We are always on the defense and things like that because that's how our minds work. You know what I mean? But yeah, so you, well, Lee, what do we do about it? Okay, Lee, we understand the paranoia. What do we do about it? Yeah, there's not really much. I know you all are going to hate me when I say this, but like, there's not really too much that you can do to make a narcissist less paranoid, if you know what I mean. Like, unless you're just being able to reassure them that you're not going to hurt them, then there's nothing you can do. And a lot of narcissists don't believe you. Like, you can tell the narcissistic person, hey, look, I'll never hurt you. You can trust me. And we won't believe it. We won't believe you. We don't trust you with that right there. That's why you see a lot of narcissistic people that keep a lot of their vulnerabilities and a lot of their trauma to themselves, because we don't want you to weaponize that against us. You know what I mean? We want to hear your trauma. We want to hear your vulnerabilities. We want to hear your shame so we can weaponize that against you. But we don't want we don't want the same thing to happen to us. Like, we know how our minds work, right? If we are always ready to be on the defense. We think everybody else is ready to be on the defense as well. So that's why you see, just even me, y'all, one of my paranoid self-defense mechanisms right now is that when I first meet somebody right now, I'm always thinking of ways to try to hurt them. Like, I was like, and that's just where my mind goes. Anyway, I don't plan on using it. It's just kind of like, just in case you say something to me, I got something to hurt you. You know what I mean? Just in case. I don't intend on using it, but I'm gonna put this in my mental storage locker. Just in case you decide to try to hurt me later on or something along those lines. I need to be able to protect myself. Like, it's kind of like taking an umbrella or raincoat with you. It's kind of like I'd rather have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. I'd rather have my insults and my stuff that I can hurt your feelings with and not use it than to need it and don't have anything other than anger and rage and shame. You see what I'm saying? You get a lot of narcissistic people who deal with it that way right there. Like, we want to, you know, a lot of the anger, the rage and the shame. That's how we process it. We don't have anything else. Like, we don't have anything else to defend ourselves with. When the paranoia reaches we don't have anything else to hurt you with. We don't have anything. You get rage. You get shame. You get the silent treatment. You get ghost mode. They discard you. They break up with you. You get something like that. They abandon you. They abandon the kids, the family, whatever. That's what happens sometimes, y'all. When they don't have anything else, they use anger or rage or whatever, you know. But yeah, it does stem from paranoia, y'all. Because like, if y'all been following me for a while, y'all know this year I got another personality disorder evaluation. Psyche eval. So I took the MMPI-2 and I also took the PDQ-4 test, and they came back like, yeah, of course, narcissistic personality disorder. But it also came back saying like super high on paranoia and schizoid traits. And I was like, oh, schizoid. And she started asking, my therapist started asking me, does the TV send me messages? Or does the TV talk to me? Does the radio talk to me and tell me to do specific things? I was like, why are you asking me these questions? Now I looked it up. I was like, oh, the schizoid traits. That's what, I'm not schizophrenic though, y'all. But the paranoia is super high. But the paranoia stems from anxiety. So I also have general anxiety disorder as well. So I have narcissistic personality disorder along with general anxiety disorder as well. So I have, you know, I have a cluster. I have that cluster or whatever of what's going on mentally. And it's like I said, yeah, it's just a mind game. It's always, y'all, it's tough. Y'all, let me go and preface this. I'm not trying to get you to feel sorry for the narcissistic person in your life, but it is tough living life this way. Like, always thinking people are out to get you. Like, feeling like everybody's eyes are on you. It's not just, like, when I say paranoia, I think a lot of people think it's just like, we doing this, like, we're super skittish and things like that. The way paranoia presents itself in narcissists is like, it could be hyper-confidence, hyper-vigilance, you know, conspiracy theory type stuff like this. Sometimes it's conspiracy theory type stuff, but like, I don't want to appear weak, so I'm going to appear hyper-confident. I don't want to appear like I'm scared that you're watching me, so I'm going to appear hyper-confident or, you know, hyper whatever it is. You put the defense mechanisms, like we externally protect, we protect ourselves with this external shield, you know what I mean? But internally, we are just damn near just bubbling over. You know, internally, it's bubbling over. Things are going on internally. But like I said, it is a very unique process, y'all, to deal with. And it's like I said, I'm not trying to get y'all to feel sorry for narcissistic people, y'all. I just want to bring you some understanding of why the paranoia. Because, like, the anxiety causes the paranoia, according to my therapist. Like, the general anxiety part of my personality disorder causes me to be hyper paranoid. It's just like, I'm always anxious, y'all. It's just like, I'm hyper vigilant that somebody's going to attack me or something like that. So, not necessarily, like I said, not physically attack me. Sometimes physically, but even, you know, it's not always a physical attack. It could be an emotional attack, a mental attack that's launched on me that I want to be prepared for. So it's just in that space as well. Like, I'm trying to prepare from all angles. You know what I mean? I'm trying to prepare just in case I need this. Like I said, I'd rather have these insults and this weakness and your weaknesses and your trauma and not have to use them than to need it Like, I need the insult right now. I need something to take the power back from it. I need something to make me feel like I'm in control, because that's where it comes from, y'all. That's why we store this stuff up, because we need to feel like we're in control of things. Like, I need something to make me feel like I'm in control. So if I don't have anything, guess what? If I don't have anything to say or do to you, here comes the threats. Here comes the anger. Here comes the threats of violence or rage or something along those lines. Like, this does happen quite a bit in that aspect of things right there. You know what I mean? But like I said, at the end of the day, it is part of the kind of paradigm of dealing with a narcissistic person, y'all. It's just part of what comes along with it. And I hate telling people that. I'm just like, yeah, dog, this is what you get when you're dealing with narcissists, you know? But at the end of the day, you have to empower yourself on this journey of dealing with toxic people. Because if you don't empower yourself, they're going to take the power from you. I can promise you that. If you don't empower yourself, they're going to take the power from you. I promise you that. I can promise you. You know what I mean? But you get a lot of paranoid, narcissistic people, y'all. They're like, you just have to be careful of, like, if you have to remain in a relationship with them, you have to learn what triggers them, learn what sets them off, learn what protects yourself, learn what makes that person feel safe and kind and cuddly, or whatever it is. You know, and learn what makes that person not feel like you're out to get them. So you have to study this person. And I know people are just like, well, like, that's a lot of work, y'all. I know it's a lot of work, which is why, you know, sometimes, like, if you feel like it's too much work, it might be time to, you know, work on you. I just put it that way. It might be time for you to find, you know, a different venue, a different avenue for a relationship, or to be by yourself a little bit. Like I said, I'm not telling everybody to leave their relationships. I'm just saying this can get very, very extensive in dealing with a narcissistic person, trying not to trigger them, because, you know, life doesn't just stop. I'll say this right here, y'all. Life just doesn't stop as an adult. You don't just get traumatized as kids. Adults can be traumatized too. So it's just like, if we haven't dealt with our childhood traumas, then adult traumas are going to be just as bad, y'all. But it's just part of the dynamic, y'all, part of the paradigm dealing with toxic, narcissistic people, y'all. Anyways, y'all, I have a coaching call here. I got to hop on right now. The person just hopped on. So thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace. What is going on, beautiful people? Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, watching it all the way through, y'all. If you haven't already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, y'all. Turn on notifications so you don't miss a video and whatnot, and so we can help reach more people. Like I said in the beginning, the self-love brand is available. I have a self-love journal that's available on Amazon as well to help you rebuild that self-love. Lee Hammack, I Love Me on Amazon and whatnot. I also do one-on-ones over Zoom and such as well, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out.